I know I've said it many times before, but if I ever felt like God gave me a word, He woke me up yesterday morning with a word, and I want to do my best to obey the Holy Ghost for a few minutes, and hopefully it won't take too long. And you know, the most important part is your response to the Word of God. Amen. I would much rather see people show up late and leave late. Show up early and leave early. I want you early and I want you to stay late. Amen. Praise God. Brother Brooks already read my scripture today, but I'll read part of it again. Philippians, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse. He said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting. Everybody say forgetting. Everybody say it again. Say it one more time. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In order to do this, you got to forget about some things. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. I woke up yesterday morning with the Lord giving me these two words, toxic memories. Amen. Toxic memories. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. If I've ever needed you to help me, I need you to help me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, prayer warriors. I want you to cry out to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, can you lift your voice a little bit louder? Hallelujah. Does anybody want to be changed in the house today? Ooh, I pray the Spirit of God would come down upon people. Hallelujah. I pray that people would be changed. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach for just a little while. Amen. What God impressed upon me, like He's probably never impressed upon me anything. And it's simply toxic memories. Amen. Paul begins by saying, I am not perfect. Amen. He's saying, I am not where I want to be. Amen. But I am following after it. Amen. If we could ever get to that point, we're not trying to be a fake church and fake Christians. We are who we are. I don't think anybody in here has arrived yet. If Apostle Paul hadn't attained, we probably hadn't attained yet either. Amen. We're not perfect. But one thing about this church is, we want to be perfect. We're after it today. We're pressing for it today. Has anybody got a made up mind in this house? I want to be a better person. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a better husband. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He said, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Paul saying, I want to get a hold of what's got a hold of me right now. It's one thing for God to get a hold of you. Praise God. But it's something else when you turn around and you grab Him like He's got you. Come on, somebody needs to have a Jacob experience. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm not perfect, but I'm not going to let go either. Come on, somebody help me right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. I'm preaching to every single person in this church. Whatever stage of your walk with God that you're at, there's something deeper for you. When Ezekiel had the vision, the man said, come on out a little bit deeper. Amen. He was already in the water. Amen. It was to his ankles. Thank God for every experience we've ever had, every time we felt God. But wherever you're at, if you just keep on walking, there's something that'll get deeper. Amen. The Bible would say, come on, there's waters to swim in. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't just stay where you're at. Don't stay where you're at. Go deeper in God. Hallelujah. You say, well, I don't know if you could. Oh, yeah, you can. He said it is a river that could not be crossed over. That tells me as deep as you want to go and as far as you want to go, the deep will keep calling to the deep. You can go and go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But Paul understood very well that the things that are behind you have the ability, if we allow them, to affect what is in front of us. Amen. Paul understood that the things that are behind you can prevent you from taking everything that God wants you to take, from apprehending the things that God wants you to get a hold of. Amen. And I got a burden today. I'm telling you, God has dealt with me, amen, for like 28 hours, and I'm ready to get it off of my spirit right now. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't like it, just come back tonight. It might get better. I don't know. Amen. But most people's problems today are not necessarily current events. Most people's biggest problems are not current events. Amen. But there's things that happened a long time ago. Hallelujah. And they're still dealing with them today. They're called past events. They're called the past life. They're called the past mistakes. Amen. And mistakes have memories. Not all memories are bad memories. We all have good memories. Amen. Great time spending time with children and marriages and doing just living life. And amen. Great times at church and vacations and all the things. And amen. You ought to think about the good stuff. You ought to thank God for the good. You ought to get your mind off the bad every now and then. And just thank God for the good stuff. Come on, let me preach a little while. Get your mind off of what ain't right and just, we ought to. Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We ought to thank God for the good. We should think about the good memories that's gone. Amen. But that ain't what Paul was talking about when he said we need to forget. What Paul was talking about was some bad events that happened in our lives and some bad things that happened to us. Amen. When I woke up yesterday morning, these two words, toxic memories, came to my mind. Amen. Over and over again, I heard the words toxic memories. Hallelujah. Toxic means poisonous. Toxic means very harmful or unpleasant. Similar words would be venomous, dangerous, destructive, harmful, unsafe, malignant, injurious, deadly, lethal. That's what toxic means. Amen. And I I got a burden in my spirit today. I want to tell you, there's memories, amen, that are toxic to your walk with God. There are memories that are toxic to your going forward in Jesus Christ. These toxic memories prevent spiritual growth. Because you get to a place and you can't go no further. But the reason is you can't do nothing but think about every bad thing that's ever happened to you. It may get quiet before it gets better. I'm not sure. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Toxic memories will keep negative things stirred up in your spirit. Amen. Where you can't focus on God and the goodness of God. Toxic memories will build up walls where you'll separate yourself even from the Spirit of God and from good people and from good things in your life. Amen. Toxic memories will keep you from getting the Holy Ghost breakthrough because all you can dwell on is what your hurt is and what your problems are. That's why the Apostle Paul said, you got to forget about some things. Everybody say, you got to forget. Hebrews 12 and 15 would tell us, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I'll tell you some bad memories. If you ain't careful, they'll cause you to be lost. There's backsliders at home right now that wouldn't come to church this morning because they got a bad memory of somebody that did them wrong. Somebody hurt them. People do wrong every day, my friend, but we got to go to heaven. We can't base our eternity upon other people and their actions and what they said and what they did. Hallelujah. These toxic memories will allow bitterness to get a hold of you. Hallelujah. When bitterness gets a hold of you, it's a miracle for it to turn loose. Hallelujah. The thing about harboring bitterness is that it's got a cousin that's a spirit named bitterness. Amen. And when that spirit realizes that this temple loves bitterness, that spirit will join up with your flesh. Amen. Then you got something you can't shake off by yourself. Come on, I'm going to preach in a little while. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's things you just got to get rid of. There's things in life you just got to deal with. There's things in life you just got to block out. It's like a cancer if you don't block it out. It'll eat you from the inside out. Come on, I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. I hope somebody leaves out of here and you got a different mindset. I'm not going to think on things that ain't right. I'm not going to dwell on the past. Man, Paul had many things in his life that could have caused toxic memories. One of them is the things that he did. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He held the coats for the people that stoned Stephen to death. He was consenting unto the death of a righteous man that was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was consenting unto the innocent life of someone being destroyed. He was breathing out slaughtering. Amen. To other people that were following this way of Jesus Christ. He was throwing people in jail. Maybe he had more blood on his hands. The Bible don't really tell us Amen. But he did some pretty silly things. And when his eyes were open and he receives the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you begin to think about the things that you have done in your life, they can be toxic to your own salvation. Nobody's got to amen me. I'm going to preach what God has laid upon my heart. I want to tell you something. Sometimes your own worst enemy is the guy you're looking at in the mirror every morning. We can say, well, it's somebody else and somebody else. But down deep inside, some of the most toxic memories that try to destroy us come from our own lives or the things. Or could I say, even the things that we blame ourselves for are toxic. The first person you have to forgive is yourself. Hallelujah. How could you pray, God, forgive me, when you're sitting there and all you can think about is what you've done? It's toxicity. It's going to eat you alive, my friend. What it'll do to you, when you ought to be happy, you'll have a dark cloud hanging over you. When God has turned things around in your life and you ought to be happy, you got your family together and the electric bill's paid and you got food in the cabinets and you ought to be happy. Amen. Something sitting on your shoulder and you can't be happy. You know why? You got a toxic memory and it's eating you alive. And Paul said, hey, you got to forget about all that. Come on. Come on, listen, don't turn into a self-righteous church all of a sudden. Hallelujah, we've all done dumb stuff. We've all said dumb stuff. We've all made dumb decisions. But if God said, I'll forgive you, you ought to say, hey, if he'll do it, I'll do it. Come on, worship the Lord together right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's times you got to just learn how to hit the reset button. I said you got to learn how to hit the reset button. That's who I was, but that ain't who I am anymore. Now, I may have did that, but I ain't ever going to do that again. I may have said that, but I ain't ever going to say that again. I may have went there, but I ain't ever going to. Come on. Itaramosa. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Zaka. Hallelujah. 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 There was people that if you walked in this morning, you began to think about who you used to be, you'd sit there like a knot on a log. You wouldn't even feel worthy to praise the Lord. You'd sit there and say, I'm not even worthy to feel the presence of God. Yeah. Amen. I hope I never hear that again. Yeah. Let me just settle it once and for all. Nobody's worthy. Yeah. He didn't call you because you're worthy. Yeah. He called you because he loved you. And he's merciful. And he's righteous. It ain't about you. It's about him. Yeah. Hallelujah. So don't let the devil lie to you. You're just not worthy to sit on the hook. Nobody is. We've all been called out of this world. We were all guilty of death. All have sinned and come short.
Hallelujah. But I've watched people come to God. In desperation, they get a touch of God and the Holy Ghost comes upon them. Amen. But it's like they can't ever go to the next level. It's like they're just stuck there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, your memory can become so toxic. Your thought processes can become so toxic to what God's wanting to do that God won't even work with a doubting, unbelieving spirit. If I've ever felt faith, I feel faith in my spirit right now. Many times, this Bible, I've read it in the Old Testament, the New Testament, at least twice, maybe three times it's written in there, that God said, I would take your sins, and I would either, one time he said, I would remember them no more. Another time he said they would put them in the sea. Let me tell you, if God's saying I'm going to forget about it, it's toxic. If God's saying I don't even want it in my mind, it's toxic. And you need to get rid of it. My Bible said bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. Hey, if it ain't obedient to Christ, it's getting locked up. It ain't ever coming out. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heard people say, "Is do you believe God is finished with me? Can I settle this once and for all?" I hope nobody ever asks me that again. Is God finished with me? Let me tell you something. You wouldn't be sitting on a pew. Your mind would be so far. You'd be a reprobate in your spirit if that little nudge in your spirit that says, you know what? I really need to get back to church. God. You would never have to worry about if God was finished with you. Because if he was, you wouldn't even be aware of what was going on anyway. Tell you, if you're feeling convicted, that ought to be, you ought to have enough logic to know God's the one that convicts people. You do wrong, you hear that little voice behind you saying, this ain't, you better tighten up, boy. Come on, young lady. Come on, married couple. Don't let them thoughts go through your mind. Everybody's messed up. Don't let, I can't go forward. Atana, Atana, hallelujah. Watch toxic memories keep people halfway in church and halfway out of church. Because all they could think about was their own selves. God, I mean, I've walked away from God. If you're back, my friend. Have you ever read the story about the prodigal son? You think God held out his hand and said, no, you're not coming back. You walked away. You did something you shouldn't have done. You ain't. The Bible said when he saw him coming. When he saw him coming. Father, takes him. Wraps him up. Oh. But the mindset. Anytime people mistake, this is their mind. I'm not worthy to be your son. Just make me a hired servant. Come on, I come to rebuke that. If you understood the mercy of God, you wouldn't sit there and doubt and try to figure out how on earth am I going to get back to the walk of God I used to have. I just don't know if I can. I want to tell you, God restores people. You may have to work a little harder. You may have to pray a little longer. It don't matter. It'll be so worth it, my friend. It'll be so beautiful. What a wonderful testimony to say, God restores. God. Restores. Amen. But it wasn't just Paul doing things that he could have had a toxic memory about that he did. There was also a lot of things done to him. Hallelujah. Amen. I've just read this Bible so many times. I figured out you're going to have some pretty thick skin. If you're going to make it all the way. Offenses are going to come. People are going to do stuff. People are going to say stuff. People are going to look at you funny. Amen. Hallelujah. Why are we here? Why are we here? What did we come to church for? What's the purpose getting up on Sunday morning, getting dressed? And I'm glad you got out of the bed this morning. Other people didn't. What was the purpose of you getting out of bed this morning, getting dressed, brushing your teeth? We want to make heaven our home. I don't want to be lost. I want to ask you something. If you were the only one, would you still want to live right? I'm trying to figure out. Are we crowd followers? Or we got our own relationship with God? Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Are we crowd followers? The crowd said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. 4 days later, what'd they say? That's what a crowd does. Individuals say, hey, you can holler what you want to holler. You can say crucify. You can gossip if you want to. But I'm going to keep saying, Hosanna. Hosanna. Save us, God. Help us, God. Strengthen us, God. How many more people would be in God's house today if they had a little thicker skin? You know, it's almost, please don't take this wrong. But I grew up when boys were tough. If somebody hit me, my dad said, don't you start nothing, boy. If I catch you starting a fight, Me and you're going to go round and round. I'm glad he didn't catch me a bunch of times. But he said, you better not allow anybody to push you around. When I grew up, boys were tough. Amen. And women were feminine. I know this is old school. This was the old day. But I believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I got to thinking about when I was in school, there was a lot of people talked about me. It was just normal. I probably talked about a lot of people. But a lot of people said, what's up, punk? Or whatever, I don't know. But I didn't quit school. Not that I could have. Amen. I never thought. I think I'm just going to quit PE. You know what? That sounds feminine to me. For somebody to say something about me. Well, why ain't you at church this morning? Well, somebody hurt me. I'm thinking. In a country where we take 18-year-old boys and put them through 12 weeks of basic training. Don't hardly feed them nothing. Make them people screaming in their face all day long. Pushing them down, making them work. What are you doing? I'm trying to make a man out of them. Yet we come to church and they made fun of me. They looked at me funny. They said something about my shoes. They said my purse didn't match my shoes. I'm telling you, if you're going to make it to heaven, it's because you got some tough skin, my friend. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Hey, it's about time you learn how to endure some stuff. Hello. Well, praise God. Well, they can't do that to me. I'm a minister. Let me read to you about a minister. This minister named Paul said, in labors more abundant. He said, I worked harder than anybody. In stripes above measure. In prisons more frequent. In deaths oft. Of the Jews, talking about my homies, my friends. Now, it's all right if a stranger does it. But he wrote in there, of the Jews. He wanted you to know people sitting beside you. I'm not here because somebody's sitting beside me. He said, of Jews, 5 times I received stripes. 40 save one. That means 39. Three times. Was I beaten with rods? God is going to quit. I guess it's not God's will for me to do this because everything's going wrong. Be a man. Men, lead your wives. Be a strong man. Speak up. He said, once I was stoned. They stoned him to death one time and he got up and walked away. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I had been in the deep. In journeyings often in perils of water. I was in trouble out at sea. Perils of robbers. I've been robbed. How were you robbed, Paul? I was preaching the gospel. I had to get to the next church by tomorrow morning. I'm teaching. You're going to have to forget some things if you're going to be what God called you to be. He said, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen. It didn't matter if they were my friends or they never met me. They're after me. In perils in the city. Perils in the wilderness. Perils in the sea. Perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness and watchings often and hunger and thirst and fasting often. I think he was a man. He may not have been like physically. Praise God. In cold and in nakedness. Beside those things which are without, besides all that, that which cometh on me daily, the care of all the churches. He said, I'm having to counsel everybody in the church. Besides all the trouble I'm dealing with. He said, who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is offended? And I burn not. What did Paul do? What did Paul do? Did he hang up his Bible? Too much trouble for me to live for God. That's why there's going to be a narrow way, my friend. There's going to be a lot of sissies that don't make it. There's going to be a lot of strong people that do make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul, how do you keep going? Paul, how do you wake up on Sunday morning and act like this is the day the Lord hath made? I'm going to rejoice. How do you do that, Paul? You got to forget. I know this ain't deep theology, but I felt God tell me yesterday, you're going to preach to every single person in that room tomorrow. So you ain't got amen or clap or stand or who. I know exactly who I'm preaching to. Every single person in this room. You got to learn how to forget some things that are behind you. Hallelujah. Because if you allow them, the things that's happened, Paul, the things that's happened, my brother, my sisters, if you dwell on them, they're going to become toxic to you. And they'll begin to control you. They'll begin to define who you are. Can you imagine being defined by your hurt? And defined by your mistakes? And defined by your past? I rebuke that spirit. That's not of God. That's a spirit from hell. Toxic memories will allow things to hover over you. You should have joy unspeakable. You can't be happy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I would never ask people to hold their hands up because God already told me it's everybody in this room. There was things that people were ashamed of and they lifted their hand. Every hand would lift if people were honest. And it's the things that, the mistakes that you made, the mishaps, the stumbles, things you said you shouldn't have said. I'm going to tell you, if you allow your mind to just stay there, it'd be hard for you to be saved. We've got a coping mechanism that nobody else has. Hallelujah. When there's a lot of people down there sleeping in cardboard boxes last night, they were under bridges. And you know what? They can't come to grips that they've burnt every bridge that there ever was, they ever have. so they don't know how to cope with life. This word of God is so simple. Paul said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not there yet. This is his words, if you'll let me paraphrase. I'm not a Bible quizzer. I'm a Bible summarizer. He said, I'm going to forget about everything that's behind me. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to press forward toward the mark of the high calling of God. Forget. How do you forget? Well, this is how I forget. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you remember how the people on the day of Pentecost were described? What the surrounders, the bystanders thought they were? What was it? They thought they were drunk. Drunk people forget stuff. It's not that they can help it. It's because they're drunk. You know what I figured out? If I can get on an altar and I can pray until I'm endued with power from on high. I'm talking about till I forget what my name is. I begin to forget about everything that's behind me. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if y'all believe me. There was a day I was leaning against that front pew right there. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe 10. I don't know how long I'd been there. I prayed, and I was caught up at least to the second heaven. I don't know about the third. But I was there. And all of a sudden, my pastor walked in, and he sat right there. And he was looking at me, and I could not say his name. I couldn't say my name. I couldn't say hello. I couldn't say nothing. I was drunk. He tried to talk to me for a minute. I don't know if I've ever been that drunk. I tried to say some stuff and it wouldn't come out. Finally, he just walked around and prayed a little while and left. I'm trying to teach you how to forget some stuff. If I allowed every dumb thing I ever did to sit in the front of my mind, I could never preach the gospel. I could never tell people to do right. I could never tell people to live right. I could never tell people to dress right, act right, do right. I couldn't tell people nothing. But I got to get it out. I got to forget it all. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. I feel God wanting to take someone. I don't know what I just seen yesterday. I don't even know who it was, but I seen this person. And they were shouting in the spirit. They were drunk in the Holy Ghost. And it was like it was. And then they were just sitting. Oh, Lord, what happened? It's what they, somewhere along the way, something. They just did something. I don't know. Somebody heard them or they did something. I just seen them shouting. And then I seen them locked up. It was like this voice was saying, it's a toxic memory. If they would forget the past, start looking, pressing forward. I know this is simple. I'm fifth grade. I get it. But I think if we could get this fifth grade stuff, we could go to a new level. If somebody would just, it keeps with the toxic memory, you're just going to be up and down your whole life. You'll always be on a roller coaster. It'll never just be up. It'll always be up. Good day, bad day. Good week, bad week. Good month, bad month. Because it's always the battle and the struggle. The Lord began to deal with me. Do they believe in the blood? Do you believe? Why do we not sing about the blood no more? Do we still believe there is power, power, wonder-working power? What's the wonder? The wonder is you walked in a sinner and God covered your sins. They're washed away. You're digging under the blood. You're looking under the blood. You're pushing back the blood. Stand together with me. Hallelujah. I want to make a believer out of somebody. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands to the Lord together? If I've ever felt God deal with me about restoration, I'm not talking about partial restoration. Well, I was anointed at one time. Let me tell you about a man named Samson. This is where I got my prayer that I pray every day. God, will you anoint me one more time? Because Samson, after doing dumb stuff, he prayed the prayer, God, anoint me one more time. Strengthen me one more time, God. Do you think God will use me again? He grabbed the lad. Hey, boy. Something clicked in his mind. His memory wasn't toxic anymore. Hey, son, lead me to the pillars that's holding up this building. This power in a fresh anointing. Don't live off of yesterday's. God's got a fresh one. Something in his spirit said, you know what? I believe God can still do it. Samson, you look like an idiot. Your eyes are gouged out. Your hair's mangled up. Don't worry about what people think. Samson, you look like you've aged, you're weary, your life's beat down, Samson. I don't care what you perceive. I've been talking to God. My hair's been growing out. I believe God's gonna do something. Come here, boy, take me. Take me. Come here, Colton. He couldn't even see it, but a young man moved those things. You're going to look silly now because everybody knows who you are. I rebuke that. Samson, you don't have the appeal you used to have. It ain't about me anyway, my friend. If God will just anoint me one more time, son, lead me to the pillars. tell you something else. You'll let anybody lead you. You get rid of your rebellious, prideful spirit. Lead me, son. Put my hands on it. Put this other hand on it. Took hold of the pillars of that building. The same anointing come on him again. The same anointing that killed thousands of Philistines. The same anointing that ripped the lion to shreds. Took those pillars and broke that building. And he did more in his death than he did his whole life. He did more after a mistake than he did long before he fell. Come on. Thank you. Come on, pray. Oh God, born again. You're not who you used to be. You're not the mistakes you made. Come on. Come on. Come on, I feel God wanting to restore a soul. Turn it into a prayer room. I believe that you're my portion. Ooh, my side of a heart.